what do you call the just these things that are, they'll collect in the corners of your house, corner of the ceiling? You might have to get a broom and clear them out of there.
What do you call them, cobwebs?
Now, is that the same thing as something you might see strung between two bushes outside?
Well, a whole lot like that, yes. It's, do you know those spiders, they can go, they get a certain amount of breeze, they can go put in your fly like a bird, and they can spread that, pull that their web from one tree to another by the wind.
Well, what about some different types of trees that grow around here?
Well, right here in my yard, I've got three kind of hickories. I've got white oak. I've got a blackjack out there, and then they call a red oak, and a post oak, and a black oak, right here. But now I've got a book in yonder, the same size as this here practically, is of different trees, and there's about seven or eight kind of oak trees, and it shows every kind of tree I've known about them and read about them. But it just gives the pictures and different names of them, and you can look at a leaf and tell. A lot of people say, oh, I got a bunch of red oaks here. Well, one of them is a red oak you use to use to tan leather with. That's a red oak tan. Then the white oak is a lighter tan. The black oak is a darker. Then there's a spotted oak, a pin oak, and the willow oak, the pin oak. You're just surprised when I've seen all them names. I've seen the trees, but I just call them an oak tree.
Well, do you have this tree around here? It grows pretty big. It's got these big, green, bright, shiny leaves, and has these white flowers scattered through it.
Well, that's not the magnolia. Well, we got another they call the cowcumber. Now, I noticed a lot of them going to Mississippi. They'll grow a big leaf larger than a magnolia, and they'll grow a seed that's got big red seed in it, and there'll be a big blossom on it. And they grow down in the Washtenaw bottoms, down the Mississippi bottoms, and the bark is something like a holly or the magnolia, but they call them cowcumbers.
Well, what about, do you have any sycamores?
Oh, we have lots. We have the white sycamore and the red sycamore. Mm-hmm. We got the slippery elm, the red elm, and the white elm. Mm-hmm. And we got the silver maple and the scarlet maple, and then just the regular maple.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this stuff, you know, if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
Poison oak. Mm-hmm. Well, we got a poison oak, and we've got a smart weed. And then we've got a stinging nettle, and we've got a bull nettle. Mm-hmm. And now that bull nettle, it's a weed grows up, a little bit of fuzz on it. When you hit that on your arm or leg, boy, you'll know it. The reason I figured they called it a bull nettle instead of a stinging nettle, it's just like an elephant and a cow. Mm-hmm. It's just so much severer and stronger. Mm-hmm. All of them bull nettles, they are bad. But we don't have any of this year. Weeds like that in Texas, a lot of them, they call them, they're burrs, sand burrs. Mm-hmm. And, down in Texas, Oklahoma, I mean, they're fearful. They'll get in your feet, in your shoes, in your clothes.
Yeah.
But anyway, they've got every state you go to, you can find a different kind of animal or a tree or a weed or a flower.
Do you have anything around here called a shoemake?
Yeah. And listen, I got some bees here, and they really make honey off that shoemake blossom. We got the white shoemake and the black shoemake.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about some different kind of berries that grow around here?
Oh, we've got